Next case is case number 12,456. Thomas N. O'Hagan seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirement and from the minimum aggregate front yard and rear yard requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Tower Place, approximately 488 feet east of Watchtower Drive within the Overlook subdivision. The 911 address is 30603 Tower Place, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Residential Plan Community, and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 20, Parcel 96. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch. There have been 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
The applicant before us.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas O'Hagan, 30603 Tower Place, Selbyville, Maryland.
And do you swear Selbyville, Maryland or Delaware?
Oh, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Uniqueness of property. I have a large backyard, 50 foot by 40 foot, that backs up to a creek and protected marsh that no construction is allowed. Please reference the pictures that I sent in. Cannot otherwise be developed. My villa backs up to a creek and marsh area that cannot be developed. Again, please reference my photos that I sent in with the application. Not created by the applicant. This is a marsh outback that creates a lot of bugs and mosquitoes, so I can't sit outside. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Please reference my drawings and photos to show the location of my house in conjunction with my neighbors who also have built the identical porches that I have submitted. Minimum clearance. I am building on my existing patio that will not extend beyond this, but also help with the bugs and mosquitoes which I have backed up to the marsh.
So why or did your neighbors get a variance for their screen porch?
The one in the middle was built when these three villas were built at the same time. The one in the middle was built. The one on the end was built. The same identical. It's 12 by 14. And now I'm proposing the same identical porch that are my next door neighbors.
So they got theirs when they bought their unit.
The one in the middle was built when the house was built.
Okay.
I had a patio put in mine, a 12 by 14 patio. The one on the end unit, that would be 115, mm-hmm. Put that on a couple years after.
Okay. Did they get a variance for that?
These same properties were referred to recently in another Board of Adjustment case, and staff believe that the ones shown in yellow on the survey are within the BSL shown on the site plan. So because these properties are arranged at an unusual angle within the buildable area, we actually think they were okay and we couldn't find a variance for it. Whereas this property, because it's located at that slight splayed angle, this does require variance. And right. The board has seen other properties in this development, because of their alignment, have also required variances. So,
Without that angle, I think it would have been,
been okay?
Fine. It would have been fine to build a 12-foot from my house.
So you could have got a patio or a screen porch.
I'm putting a screen porch on top of my
When you purchased it, could you have gotten a patio or a screen porch?
I had the option to either put a...
That's the question Mr. Workman asked you.
Yep. But when I had the house built?
You could have
had... I could have had a screen porch or I put in a paver patio instead.
And then it would have met setbacks in?
The matter of fact, my patio that extends out 14 feet.
Oh.
My patio right now, that I have pictures, extends out 14 feet from my house.
So you
I want to put the porch 12 feet. It won't go past the my patio.
Patio now.
So your screened-in porch have been smaller.
It's going to be smaller.
No, it would have been smaller if you built it, start off with.
Yeah.
It would have been. Yeah. It would have been smaller. It would have been 12 foot. It would
yeah.
have been.
Okay. And it would have met the setbacks.
Identical to the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it would have met the setbacks then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have pictures that we want to reference the other neighbors and plus my patio.
Are they submitted with your packet?
Yes, they were.
Okay. And your unit is 113?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if you have these.
Actually.
Do you have pictures?
Yes, we do. So both of your neighbors next door have screened-in porches?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I have on page 14 of my packet, shows my existing patio.
Yeah.
And then you can look down the line and there's both of those screened porches.
So are you building inside or outside of the knee wall?
Inside 2 foot. I'll be 2 foot from the knee wall.
Okay.
That knee wall is 14 feet from my house.
But your proposed screen porch is 12 by 14, is that correct?
Correct. 14 foot would be...
Crossways.
Yes. And to 12 foot would be from the house to 2 feet in front of the knee wall.
You said you mosquitoes are bad and flies? You would think the state would spray for this.
They do.
Really?
Well, the community does. They want to take once.
Well, I can't believe you. I mean, the marsh, the salt marsh. Who doesn't love the smell of a salt marsh?
I do.
So do I. I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
Any questions from members of the board?
Have you given any thought to making this a little bit? Instead of 12 feet coming in, the 10 feet?
It just makes it smaller. I mean, the other ones were 12 foot. My other neighbors, they're all sticking at 12 foot.
So, to look at, can you point? Can you use the board to demonstrate?
You can use that. There's a
at the back of your home. You have a door. You have an access door, right?
Which is important. The back of my door. Yeah.
Okay. Can you point that
off
out?
The side of the sunroom?
Huh.
Can't do it by that picture.
It's hard to.
You'd have to do it from his packet.
I think I have a. Here's a picture of 14 of my packet. It's showing...
Show us so we know which picture it is.
This one right here.
Okay. And where's your doorway? Is it
that
all
door
is,
you see the two windows on the inset?
Yeah.
The one on the right, that's the door going out.
From the sunroom.
From the sunroom. And that's the patio on the same drawing.
Mm-hmm. And your exit will be on the pavers themselves. You won't.
Correct.
You won't have any steps.
No, there's no steps.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Workman asked, or Mr. Williamson asked a couple of my questions. I presume there's going to be an HOA approval required?
Oh, yes. I've already submitted to them. They're waiting for approval from here.
Any runoff or drainage issues in the rear yard there? Does water pool up or anything like that?
No. It's on a slope. My yard is on a slope that goes down to the creek.
I believe we're also looking for the minimum aggregate front and rear yard. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have that figure? Because it's not just the rear yard. And Mr. Hagan, what that is, you are allowed to have a certain amount of front and rear yard that has to be open. There's a minimum amount of that. But by what you're proposing to encroach in the rear yard, it encroaches into that aggregate number. So there also has to be a variance from that as well.
If I can assist, Mr. Sharp, so staff have included that in the legal ad for the purposes of completeness. But, hang on, bear with me. So the property actually achieves 23.98 front yard. And because of the step nature and the way this is being designed with the proposed porch, it will achieve 8.75 in the rear yard. So it does need a
from the aggregate?
From the total of the aggregate of 40.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
So to grant a variance, there's five criteria. One is not created by the applicant. So how is this variance not created by you?
How is it not created by me? I don't understand.
When you filled out the application, there's five things that you should have filled out. One was uniqueness of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Two was cannot otherwise be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Three, not created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and minimum variance to afford relief. But you left not created by the applicant blank.
No, I sent this back in. I got a call from somebody.
Well, you're going to have to tell me now because it's not on our paperwork. So tell me how it's not created by you for this.
Well, this is a marsh outback that creates a lot of bugs and mosquitoes so that I can sit outside. I did not fill that out initially, and I got a phone call or phone.
It's not filled out now.
Well, this was sent by the court.
By the court?
Well, not...
By county government?
By the county government. This was sent to me as the duplicate of what I submitted.
So what did you write for number three?
For number three I wrote, this is a marsh outback that creates a lot of bugs and mosquitoes so they can't sit outside. That's what I wrote for number three.
So it's because of the bugs and you didn't create the bugs, so that's your reason. And Mr. Williamson had asked you if you could make it smaller, and you told him no. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what was your reason for that?
Well, I don't think I would build it if it's going to be smaller. It's it just wouldn't be too small to even build it. I'd rather have that 2 foot would be a big difference than having just 10 feet.
It's just not practical.
It's not practical.
Okay. And I guess when you purchased the property, you didn't realize that you wouldn't be able to enjoy the patio as you wished?
Well,
because
yes.
Because of the bugs?
I wanted a patio, I didn't want a porch, and then but after being there for 4 years, it's, you know, I should have built a porch.
Yeah.
I would have saved money on it instead of building the patio.
Right. Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Sharp?
I have nothing further.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, well, I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 12456 for Mr. O'Hagan. And I'm going to lean on Mr. Sharp here because I believe there's another variance or wording here in this process. But I see no reason. I believe it needs to be approved because of the closeness to the property line and the angle of the property line to its porch. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief to the mosquitoes and the pests in his backyard.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Yep.